So two career points. With a Spaniard and 19 glorious years in between.
I've loved every minute out of it. I've tried to soak it up and enjoy it as much as possible, but still try and go out there and perform and obviously, you know, play well and stay focused. But, you know, I've loved every minute of playing for Australia.
The voice of Leighton Hewitt was an amazing night last night. Even my kids sat still for a little while. Half, it was unbelievable. And I'm trying to explain how much this man, Leighton Hewitt, meant to all Australians there. And I was trying to explain to them how hard he tried and all the rest of it.
Did they get it?
They sat there and they watched it. And I think what took them all was the respect from the crowd and just how everybody hung around. And then Ferrer, and then my little boy's going, why is he crying? You know, it seemed to sink in.
Yep.
I reckon I might have been a little bit teary as well watching it all.
I got a little bit sad.
I did.
I love Leighton.
I know. Well, I know how much that guy worked. You know, you just know. You just know how much he put in.
Yeah.
And when it came to the end last night, I think if you understood that, you would have got a little welled up as well. John Newcombe is an icon of Australian tennis, icon of Australian sport, and he's joined us on Melbourne's home of sport. G'day, John. Thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
My pleasure, guys.
What was your emotion watching it all last night as it all unfolded, John?
Well, I was stuck out on court three commentating on John Millman doing battle against Gilles Muller in a five-setter.
And a beauty, so, too, it was.
Yeah, it was. And I'd done the one before with, what's his name, who beat Nadal in the first round. And
Verdasco. And Duty.
Verdasco, yeah.
Well, tell us what he's meant to Australian tennis, then. There's a better question for you.
Well, he was part of that era that came up with Rochi and I in the 90s, and when we were running the Davis Cup team, and we had the privilege of blooding Pat Rafter and Mark Philippoussis and Leighton Hewitt, all of whom became top 10 players, you know, they were able to win the Davis Cup for Australia a couple of times, and Leighton was sort of the last of that. Of those guys, so it's great that he's hung around this long, and now going to be able to take over the Davis Cup team and impart all the knowledge that he has to the young guys that he's going to be in charge of.
You've seen a lot of the greats. You're one of them, Nuke, through your time in tennis, and you've seen the ones before you and after you. Are there many that have, as has been said many times last night on social media and today and all the radio and TV interviews, that have wrung the towel out as well as Leighton Hewitt through the journey, got everything possible out of himself?
No, I think he's played more Davis Cup matches than anyone. However, having said that, the format of the Davis Cup changed over the years. It used to be when we were winning the Davis Cup all the time, you'd just hold the Davis Cup and then everyone would fight to see who was going to come and play you. Mm-hmm. So a lot of our great champions played every year, but they didn't play matches during the year. But Leighton holds that record, and it's second to none. He's always been, more than keen to go out there and play for his country.
John, what was more impressive, the Wimbledon and the US Open, or 81 weeks, I think it was, at world number one, way back when he was doing that sort of stuff? Which impressed you more?
Oh, all of it. I couldn't put a tag on anything in particular. And you know, don't forget some of the great Davis Cup matches he played in and won in foreign countries where, you know, all the crowds against him and that. And, of course, he loved that. When the more people cheered against him, the better he played. Mm. It was all outstanding. And beating Pete Sampras to win the US Open and playing just a blinder of a match there. And 80 weeks as number one in the world, I think that took the toll on his body. And I don't think his body ever really fully recovered from that period of time.
We've seen the last week or so, Nuke, and the 12-month documentary that I'm yet to see, but I'm hearing is fantastic, that he's admired all over the world, and particularly from the players. Inside the locker rooms, he seems to be a really popular figure, to the point where Andy Murray has named one of his dogs Rusty after him. And then we saw and learned last night that David Ferrer has got one shirt signed in his pool rooms, so to speak, at home, and it's of Leighton Hewitt. He's really admired by his fellow players. Why do you reckon that is?
I think it's longevity. I mean, if you look at the last sort of 7 or 8 years, Leighton, you know, hasn't been winning that much. Mm. Because you know the main reason was for some years he just couldn't get a full year of tennis in. He kept getting injuries, but he kept fighting back. And I think it's the fact that he has stayed around. He's had the operations and he's come back out and he's tried his guts out there, and he never says die out on the court. And I think that's what he's, apart from winning his Grand Slams and other stuff, I think that's what he's most admired for, his ability to go out there and never say die.
Nuke, I always remember when you were involved with the Davis Cup as captain, how important it was to you and the players that you were overseeing at the time. And these days, you know, even with some of the kids who come from different family backgrounds than Australia, when you hear them talk, they're always talking about how much the Davis Cup means to them and how much they want to play for Australia. I reckon that has a lot to do with you. I reckon you drummed it into the right people. You must be rapt to see a fellow like Leighton Hewitt now in charge, who has the same core values that you did back in the old days.
Yeah, well, when Roche and I took over the Davis Cup in 94 after Neil Fraser, we said that, you know, we'll probably do, you know, 6 or 7 years in the job. It is quite emotional and tiring if you're going to do it properly. And we said when we finish, we'd love to win the Davis Cup. We want to try to create, you know, three players who are top 10, top 20. But most of all, when we finish, we want to make sure that the culture of Davis Cup and what it means to represent Australia is there. We're very cognizant of the fact of, you know, Sir Norman Brooks going over in the early 1900s on a quest to win the Davis Cup for Australia. And that's where our history with the Davis Cup started. So we've got over 100 years of history there. And when you take over the captaincy, you realise there's a great weight on your shoulders to make sure that that stays intact. And I had a bit to do with getting Pat Rafter to take over the Davis Cup captaincy a few years ago. I was after him for 2 years to take on the job, and I backed Leighton 100% to take on the job now. So I'm more than happy to see him there, and the young blokes, he's the perfect fit. Young blokes are very lucky to have him around.
Yeah, couldn't imagine a better bloke to take over the reins there than Leighton Hewitt for the Davis Cup. You mentioned Johnny Millman before, Nuke, who you watched in 5 sets in an epic battle last night against Jules Muller. He's got Bernard Tomic tomorrow night, I think it is, in the next round of the Australian Open. Bernard seems to be just cruising through under the radar a bit. Johnny Millman, how far has he come, and how good do you think he can be? We know how good Bernard could be. How good do you think Johnny Millman could be?
Bernie's got more talent than John. I think John's done a marvellous job. He finally cracked it into the top 100. He's come back from some bad injuries. He's only 26 years of age. He's more of a workman out there. He did a heck of a job winning in 5 sets last night. He played better and better as the match went on, and he's ranked 95 in the world, and Muller's ranked number 38. So that was a terrific performance to be able to win that. Muller's a difficult customer to beat. He'll give Bernie a good game, but I think Bernie will have too much for him.
Well, a huge night on Channel 7 tonight. Nick Kyrgios taking centre stage once again. John, thanks so much for your tribute to Leighton Hewitt. We appreciate your voice on our radio station.
Thanks, guys.